The DA is to hold elections this coming Saturday for the post of Metro Chairperson. Some mayoral committee members have been outspoken about who they will support for the vote, while others prefer keeping their opinions to themselves. The election for the DA's top job in the Cape Town Metro pits Mayor Dan Plato against incumbent Grant Twig. The Metro Chairperson is a political position in the party and has nothing to do with the MAECO, which is a government structure. And joining us now on the line is political analyst at the Institute for Global Dialogue, Sanusha Naidu. It's been a while. How are you, Sanusha?
I'm well, Kiketso. Yes, it has. How are you doing?
I'm good. I want to start off here. So the most recent reports around Grant Twig, apparently has already put out a statement as if he has won. What's going on? is Grant Twig celebrating already?
I don't know. I didn't see the statement, but by what you're telling me, it looks like he is. I think this, again, is quite interesting because what we are seeing, and I just want to take it a little bit from the national to the subnational, what we're seeing as well is how much of what's going on within the confines of the province and in other provinces as well, particularly where we are not getting into the granular issues around what's happening with politicking and power struggles and how different dynamics are playing out, particularly in the context of the DA coming up to its major conference in November, where they're going to elect a permanent leader or a leader for the party. And I think this, again, tells you how important it is to keep a watching brief, a pulse point on what's going on at the provincial level and within that level of the office, within the province and the city. And it tells you to be able to say to ourselves that we're so preoccupied with the ANC and what's happening with the ANC that these kinds of things kind of slip through the cracks. And I think we can't afford to do that, because this is where a lot of the politics takes place. This is where participatory politics, participation in a democracy, and how much of that slippage, if we're not keeping a watching brief on it, we will then end up in a situation where we're only focusing on what this ruling party is doing and how this ruling party is behaving and their organizational dysfunction and all of that, without necessarily being clear about these kinds of subtle nuances with someone like Grant Twig saying, I won this election, or I'm going to be I'm the successful candidate. But what does this mean for our politics in the province, in the city, in the party, and particularly in the run-up to next year's local government election?
Most definitely. And I'm glad you mentioned the fact that we can easily lose track of these important matters, Sanusha. The dynamics with the DA, specifically in the Metro, there have been a number of issues for years, even going back to the Patricia de Lille days when she was mayor and all that happened there. And Grant Twig has remained quite central in some of these debates and these issues. There's a couple of characters in the storyline, whether you want to talk about JP, Patricia de Lille, Grant Twig, a couple of others. Dan Plato, he was MEC, now he's mayor. Bongi, who is the leader of the DA, who also at some point had to make some strong statements around the drama that was unfolding within the DA caucus in the city. What are the core issues here? What do we need to remember ahead of the election on Saturday?
Well, I think it is about how the balance of that internal structure is presented. And I think to a large extent, it's about where that balance is projected and how that balance comes back to the power dynamics and the politics of power within that space. Because it means that as you said, it's not something that, people may think, it's just a small election. But that small election will have critical dynamics and for the party politics in the province. And you're right, it's about how the nuances of that structure becomes even more critical for the DA to for the different factions in the city to basically demonstrate where their allegiance lies, how their allegiance lies, and how they get through things. And I think this is what's so fascinating for me, is that when you take the spotlight away from the ANC, we can't ignore these dynamics in the party as well, in the DA, because it plays out, but we tend to get overshadowed by a much more bigger issue, and that is the ANC. And I think this election on Saturday is about those personalities you mentioned. It is about those people who have been playing within the context of how they are positioning their power base in the party, position their power base in the city, leave the party in the city and in the politics of the city. And so I think this is where it may not seem to you or me or the ordinary person on the street that, oh, this is not something that we give attention to because it doesn't have the big flashy corruption tag linked to it. But it definitely has a lot of the undercurrents of what is at stake within the city.
A possible loss for Dan Plato, does it have any impact on his standing as mayor? I mean, it doesn't mean an automatic removal, but does it do anything to the power that he yields or the weight that he carries that chain with?
It's a difficult one to talk about because my personal or my reaction to that is, where does his power lie? Where does his constituency in the community, in the different spaces lie? Because, I mean, him coming in after Patricia de Lille and that whole saga, there was a question in my mind about an old guard of the colored community, an old guard of the Nationalist Party, a guy who played his politics out in the 80s around the tricameral parliament, and all of that comes with a lot of controversy and a lot of political baggage. And then you put him into the position of mayor. Does he still have traction in the community in terms of the constituency that backs him from the community, from the grassroots, from wherever he essentially draws his political lifespan from? And I'm not sure whether that's going to be something that he can play as a draw card for him, that to the party, to say, if I'm not in there, you're going to lose a particular constituency in the next election or in the next by-election. And that for me is interesting. So there's an old guard here, a guy who went through the whole kind of political machinery of South Africa from apartheid to post-apartheid, and then, you know, being in a kind of reconstituted national party into a new national party, but played his politics based on how he created survival for himself. Yeah. I'm not sure whether these are the people that you want to now bring into the fold, because they may appeal to a particular generation of a constituency or a voter or an electorate, but, you know, there's a new generation. People coming into the fold as an electorate, as a millennial generation, and are you appealing to them? I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Sanush, and I do appreciate you as always, political analyst at the Institute for Global Dialogue. Are you-